And as this young man grabbed this knife out of his pocket and opened it, he reached back and pulled back that knife and went forward and stopped inches from my stomach. And I looked at the knife and I looked at him, and he was looking at me very angry, and he was pushing so hard to try to get that knife into my stomach. And he stopped and he looked at me and he said, "I don't know what's going on, but your God is doing something strange to me. But I'm going to kill you."
Daigu Tay, welcome my friends to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. Well, as you can tell by what we've just heard, today's story is going to be interesting. Join us as we hear more from Mike Andrews of the Tohono O'odham and Kutson tribes.
I was very familiar with the Catholic Church and going to Mass, but I didn't understand what church was all about. And so, being a Catholic at that time, I got dressed and I went to the chapel area. And as a Catholic, I would go early all the time to talk to the priest in the confession box. And he would tell me, if you do this and this and this, you're forgiven. Well, I went to the chapel there on this Christian campus, Christian boarding school campus. And I began to look around for the priest. I opened a closet door, no priest. I opened another closet door, no priest. And I didn't know what to do. So the church service people were starting to come in. So I went and sat down and had no clue what was going on in the service. I'm used to standing up, sitting down, kneeling down, standing. But this time I just sat and just so confused. Every Sunday for the first month, I did not know what to do. You know, they sang and they worshiped the Lord, but I had no idea what was really going on. But I remember one day during a meeting time that we had a speaker come in and he shared about Jesus Christ and his love and what he'd done on the cross for us. The whole week, I just sat there and I listened, not fully understanding. But I remember the last day, I remember opening my heart to Jesus Christ. I sat there and I began to listen and try to understand what he was talking about. But what really hit me most, being raised in the Catholic Church, was I would always go to the confession box, as I mentioned earlier. But I realized I didn't have to go to the confession box anymore, but that I could talk to Jesus Christ, just myself and Jesus Christ. And once I realized that, I went to the altar, and I began to talk to him, and I began to tell him, you know, all the hurts that I faced as I was growing up, and I began to tell him the things that I've done wrong, and I've asked him to forgive me for hurting people or for some of the things that I've done as I grew up, and I realized that, and all of a sudden, you know, my heart just began. I just had a peace in my heart, knowing that he heard me. And that he cared for me. And that he says, "I forgive you." And once I told him all these things, I said, "I'm a new creature in him. And I am loved. And I am special." And I realized what he'd done on the cross. And why God, the Father, sent his Son to die on that cross for me. And that he loved me, and that he wanted to be with me and live in my heart. You know, there's a verse that says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." He was out there, but I had to open the door. And once I had him come inside, and we began our relationship, I began to know who he is, and he knew who I was from the very beginning. But I began to know him, and And it became so close, it became so real to me that I just wanted to spend time with him. And that's how I began to grow in my walk in knowing Christ as my Savior. Before I ever became, I asked Jesus Christ to come in my heart. Before that ever happened, I did not like white people. I would always see the cowboy and Indian movies. I'd always see the Indians getting killed. And I heard of a saying one time, the only good Indian is a dead Indian. And this was something that got me really angry. I went to a movie one time and I saw the Indians being massacred. And I was angry at white people, at Anglo people. But when I asked Jesus Christ to come into my heart and made me a new creature, I realized that all the anger that I once had in my heart was gone. And I realized that the Lord came and sent his son, Jesus, to die for all of us. And that we all bleed the same. We're all the same in God's eyes. And that he loved us so much that he sent his son, Jesus Christ. And as I went and as I looked at that and I remembered, I had to die to the sinful world to be alive to Jesus Christ. And I realized, I thank the Lord for the white people, for them, for coming to share his word and his love with us and to give us native people hope. I tell people I used to be the missionee. Now I'm the missioner, that it's my turn to go and share the love of Jesus Christ to our native people, but not only to our native people, but to all God's people. And the very first time I remember sharing Christ with one of my peers, this guy was a young Navajo man, and I a young Navajo boy, and I had been growing in my faith and trusting Christ in my walk with the Lord, but I needed to share it more openly and tell him the hope that they can have, our native people. And one day there was a young boy that his mind was so messed up. He was at this boarding school. His mind was so messed up with drugs and also some things that he was involved in. And so one day I was coming out of the cafeteria and on this campus. And as I came out, I stopped and I began talking with one of my classmates. And as I was going back to my dorm where I lived, this young boy came out of nowhere and he looked at me and he said, "I'm going to kill you." And I asked him and I said, "Why are you going to kill me?" He says, "I don't like you telling me about your God." And I said, "You know, we don't need to do this." And he says, "You know, I don't like what you're doing. I don't like you telling me about Jesus and God. And so I'm going to kill you." I said, "Let's go talk." And so we went behind the building and I began telling him about Christ again, you know, how much I cared about him and that he doesn't have to live the way he does and drinking and drugs. And he says, "You know, I don't like what you're telling me about." He says, "I'm going to kill you." And at that time, I didn't really think anything of it until he reached into his pocket and he pulled out a knife. And my heart began to beat fast and wondering what's going to take place. And I'm thinking, "Lord, here I come. I'm coming to meet you." And as this young man grabbed this knife out of his pocket and opened it, he reached back and pulled back that knife and went forward and stopped inches from my stomach. And I looked at the knife and I looked at him and he was looking at me very angry and he was pushing so hard to try to get that knife into my stomach. And he stopped and he looked at me and he said, "I don't know what's going on, but your God is doing something strange to me, but I'm going to kill you." And that knife dropped to the ground, and he reached into another pocket, and he pulled out this chain, and he began to twirl it around, and as he twirled it, it went faster and faster, getting ready to hit me, and it slowed down. And then that chain dropped to the ground, and tears started coming down this young man's eyes. And that Wednesday night, this young man and I went, and he just opened his heart to Jesus Christ. And he asked him to come into his heart. And as I knelt down next to him, I realized, you know, that's what I want to do. I want to share the love of Jesus Christ to all his people. One of the things I ask a lot of the people I share with when I give my testimony a lot of times, is I always ask them, do you know who this God is? Do you know, what he's done for you? I mean, there's so much that he's done. If you just look around and see the beauty of the mountains, see the beauty in the trees, see the beauty in somebody made that. And that somebody is Jesus Christ. You know, and I always ask them, do you want a relationship? Don't you want a relationship in knowing who that person is? And I would ask them, you know, it's a relationship. And it's just like my brothers, when we were growing up, we wanted to spend a lot of time together. We would go out and build forts, and we would make little army forts in the mud, in the dirt, and we would hide. But we would spend a lot of time talking with each other, and getting, you know, knowing our likes and dislikes. You know, that's how it is in knowing Jesus Christ, is the relationship of getting to know who he is. He knows your hurts. He knows your joys. He knows the struggles you're facing. You know, and don't you, you know, I always ask people, don't you want to know him? Because he's there to say, here I am.
What about you, my friend? Do you know him? Do you have a relationship with Jesus Christ? If so, you know what Mike is talking about. But if not, you're missing out on the greatest relationship you could ever have. And not only that, you really are lost without him. Jesus himself said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believes on him is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." My friend, don't you want to know him? If so, we'd be glad to help point the way. Please visit our website, withoutreservation.com, and click on the tab, New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. That's The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota, 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. That's 877-766-4648. We're also on Facebook at Without Reservation. Missed a program or want to listen again? You can download our app and take The Storyteller with you. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. There's more to Mike's story, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.